Right, so as we mentioned, we are here in Keighley today, but of course the tour goes through many, many parts of West Yorkshire, including Haworth, and John Sargent is here. John, you're involved in organising the festival when the Tour de France comes to Haworth, is that right?
I'm involved in two or three things that are happening sort of when the tour is here and in the run-up to the tour. As you know, and probably talked about it, is a hub here in Keighley. There's one in Haworth as well, and I've been part of putting together the music for the afternoon there, where we're getting a lot of local artists to support the tour from about 12 on the Saturday, and then again from about 2 on the Sunday when the tour is actually coming through that weekend. So there'll be lots of stuff going on in the park, all kinds of things going on in Haworth, so that's our little hub. But also, I mean, there's been a lot of work going on for all kinds of different projects as part of the cultural festival, the 100 Days Cultural Festival. So there's a thing called Fields of Vision has been going on, where there's all kinds of artwork. People have probably seen it if you've been around Haworth and in Keighley as well, and other parts of the tour route. You'll see these 12 fields emerging with different types of art in the fields. It's fantastic pieces of work going on. They're still happening at the moment, but by the time the tour gets here, they will be up, and there's a launch for that coming up next week.
I think for those who perhaps don't know the tour, I mean, it can kind of go past you fairly quickly. So you're just ensuring that actually people aren't just there for the 5-10 minutes when the cyclist might go through, but make a real weekend of it.
Well, make a weekend of it, and more than a weekend of it, hopefully. People will be turning up, you know, a few days in advance, and hopefully some of them will be staying around. And the whole idea of all the cultural festival and everything, I think, is to make people who do come, and maybe only come for the weekend, go, wow, it's really nice around here, isn't it? Let's stay.
But we know that already, don't we?
We know that, but they don't know that, and we've got to convince them that. And this is a wonderful opportunity to showcase West Yorkshire, and as far as I'm concerned, particularly Haworth, Worth Valley, all that is really, really, really important. So I'm really pleased that so much is happening. And a couple of weekends before the tour comes, Haworth Festival is on, which is regularly on at the end of June. So there's lots of music, art, comedy, all kinds of things going on, an art trail, zombie run. Zombie run's great. It was wonderful last year, where people sign up to be either to be zombies or to be people to be caught as zombies, and then
who'd volunteer for that, getting caught by zombies?
Loads. Teenagers particularly love it. They absolutely love it, and it worked really, really well last year, and that's on again this time round. So if anybody wants to know what's on at Haworth Festival, haworthfestival.org.uk is the place to go. And it's really, really exciting to see so many different things happening around here in such a short space of time, really focusing on the area and getting
how many people
going.
Are you expecting out there? I mean, to see the tour come through?
Thousands. I've no idea. I mean, you see different numbers. I mean, I've seen the estimate I've seen over the whole of the second day, which we are part of, is about 900,000 across the route, is one of the figures I've seen. How many there really will be, I don't know, but it's going to be a lot. I think people aren't really aware of just how big the Tour de France is and how many people travel a long, long way to come and see it. And it's a massive opportunity for us to showcase the area.
In terms of the logistics of when the cyclists do come through, most people will only know Haworth for that very, very steep hill with the cobbled, you know, the cobbled.
Which they're going up.
They're going up it,
they are going up it indeed, yes. Yeah. And then they go up and then they turn and go up through to Stanbury and then turn left and go to, people know it, across the reservoir and then on down towards
Sheffield. Where's the spectator hub in relation to
it's
all this?
It's in Central Park in Haworth, in the main park in the middle of Haworth. So the tour actually comes right by that. It comes up Bridge House Lane and then up Main Street and, as I say, then out towards Stanbury and across and down to Hebden and beyond.
Just give us an indication of how many people are involved in organising all this and how much work you put in. I assume you guys have all got full-time jobs, or has this become your full-time job?
It kind of feels like a full-time job for many people. I mean, I'm a little more peripherally involved, but a lot of people have put a lot of time and effort into it. How many is hard to tell, because there are little groups. The wonderful thing is there are little groups of people doing bits and pieces here and there you don't even know about. Things pop up and go, oh, did you know so-and-so's happening? Did you know, Crossroads Methodist Church is doing this and that's going on. We've tried to organise it as best we can through a little group called Worth the Tour. But it's, there are a lot of people involved, putting a lot of work in, but as you say, everybody that I know actually is doing it on top of their regular work.
I guess we must acknowledge that not everyone is a fan of the Tour de France. People at Haworth, how do they feel about this? Do they feel that it's going to disrupt their lives? Is it already playing a significant part? Are people fed up with it?
I think a small minority are fed up with it, but I think a small minority are always fed up with something. The vast majority of the responses I get, I do quite a lot of photography and put those up on Facebook and Flickr and different places, and the vast majority of responses I get are really, really positive, and people are very pleased to see what's going on. Yes, you get the odd negative, but what in life doesn't get that is that I think actually the amount of negativity is very, very low. And I think people are realising there is this massive opportunity to showcase West Yorkshire, where we live, to a global audience of millions, as well as the thousands that are going to be here on the weekend and around it.
Between you and I, John, sometimes I think we shouldn't showcase it too much because they might all turn up here. And let's face it, places like Haworth are busy enough as it is.
Yeah, we could still accommodate a few more. And I think local businesses will benefit from this for many years to come.
Super. John Sargent, thanks for coming along to see us.